Hallelujah, saints of God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. And this is another year. A year. And my title was, you put up the title. Just put up the title. Hallelujah. What are you looking for? What are you looking for this year? Hallelujah. You know, all that stuff we had in the past, even the good stuff, you got to just forget about that. What are you looking for? What do you expect from God this year? What have you done in the past year that you don't want to do in the new year? And what have you done that you want to do more of for Jesus? Hallelujah. We don't have time to be messing around. We really don't. You know, I don't have but one sermon. I don't preach but one thing. You know that. And I don't know. I just can't preach. He won't give me. I wanted to preach something different, but he won't give me anything. The thing is, you got to get your life straight. You got to be ready because Jesus is on the way back. That's my sermon. That's it. That's the overall. So, the Word of God says in Matthew 6. I ask you what you're looking for. Let me tell you what you ought to be looking for. Amen. 6 and 33 says, I'll get it in a minute. I'm going to start at 8. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. You know why? Because God grows them. He dresses them. Amen? If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? Why do we worry? Every time I begin to worry, God said, that's the only thing. He said, why do you worry? Because we all, stuff come up on all of us. And the first thing the flesh wants to do is rise up and worry about it and try to fix it. We can't fix anything. So God said, why do you worry? That's what we did in 2017. We're not going to do that in 2018. Amen? Oh, you of little faith. We talked about that this morning in Bible study in Sunday school. We need the faith to believe in the Word of God. First, we got to read the Word of God. First, we got to get the Word of God in us. The Holy Spirit will bring it back to our remembrance, but he can't bring nothing back, something out of nothing. So we first got to get the Word in us. Amen? Oh, ye of little faith. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all of these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. God knew what we needed before the foundation of the earth. He was the first one to put clothes on us. You know that, don't you? Yeah, he killed an animal and put some clothes on y'all, little self. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen? If we can make it one day at a time, we've made it through. But the Word of God says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all other things will be added unto you. We're so busy seeking everything else, and seeking this, and this is the only thing that's going to make me happy. This is what I need. But that's not what God tells us. I tell you the truth, happiness don't come all the time. Every day is not a happy day. But the Word of God says, seek first the kingdom of God. And what is the kingdom of God? Righteousness. Peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's all we need. We are in the kingdom of God already. We people are waiting to get to heaven. Jesus said the kingdom of God is in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to realize that we've already overcome. We live and we have the King of Kings. God is our Father. Jesus is King of Kings. Everything that we could ever need, he's already given it to us. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. We live like the pagans. We live like the heathens. We're wearing and we're scrambling. And yeah, you got to work. Don't you stop working. Don't nobody in here stop working. And bring your tithes and offering to the store. But don't worry. God said, don't worry. I am with you. Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of time. We live in the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom. What the word say in the prayer? Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. It's in me. It's in you. But we live like the people of the world. We go around with our heads all down. You know, if you study up on England and the Queen and the King of England, there's no lack in England. There's no homelessness. She will not allow that to happen because it's a reflection on her. It's a reflection on God when we live like we in poverty. Or we live in so much sickness and disease. I'm telling you, we're sick. We need to believe what Jesus said. By his stripes, we're already healed. My question is, a lot of times, God, why don't the healing come? Maybe I'm seeking the wrong thing. We ought not be seeking healing. We ought to be seeking the kingdom of God. We ought to be about God's business. Our job is to reconcile souls. That's why God saved us. I don't believe God would save us, leave us down here in this messed up world, if he didn't have a plan and a purpose. He's got a plan and a purpose for us. And he saved us, left me down here, because he know I'll come home any day he want me to come home. But there's a plan, there's a purpose for my life, you know. And our job is to represent him everywhere we go. Amen. You know, our job is to invite people into the kingdom of God. How many will witness to somebody? How many of y'all witness, really? Tell it true. Don't lie to God now. How many of y'all just walk up to somebody and say, Jesus loves you? You don't do it. That's your job. Don't be ashamed. He said, if you be ashamed of me down here, I'm going to be ashamed of you before my Father. Do it. You wonder why people on your job's not getting saved? The only reason you are on that job and it ain't to make no money. It's because that's where your kingdom is. You take the kingdom of God there and you invite people in. Come on, it's time now. Look, we're going to get radical. We're going to get bold in this place. We're going to be able to speak the word of Jesus everywhere we go. Yeah, people laugh at you. They might even put you out. But who cares? They can't get you out of the kingdom of God. That's the only logical place. That's the only place we're really looking forward to go. This year, 2018, I know without a God, God keeps saying there's going to be a great gathering up. But he can't gather up nobody unless you be the witness that he's called you to be. You wonder why nobody's coming in here, sitting next to you, saying, what must I do to be saved? You ain't inviting nobody. You really not. You ashamed? Don't be ashamed. Be radical. Be bold. Look at Jesus was a radical. He was bold. He didn't hold back. He knew they were going to kill him. If I would have been Jesus, I would have been running somewhere hiding, trying to get away from it as much as I can. But God is saying, this is the year to raise up. Be the witnesses. We are in the army of the Lord. You know, we're letting Satan win. You know that, don't you? You can't let Satan win because he's already defeated. The only way he wins is that we step back and let him win. This is the year. This is the year that we rise up. Who want to be bold this year? Just many hands went up who was witness? Who ought to be bold this year? Yes. Raise your hands if you really want to be bold. Well, you're honest. If you don't want to be bold, you don't want to be bold. If you don't want to be a witness, but he said, I'm going to hold mine up a long time. If you don't want to be a witness, tell God I don't want to be a witness. But I wouldn't advise you to do that. That's why God left. Everybody in here saved, right? Raise your hand again. Everybody saved? Amen. Then everybody got a message. That you got your own message. You don't have to witness the way I witness. You ain't got to be loud and wrong like I am sometimes. But you got your own story to tell. If you don't tell your story to but one person, tell your story to that person. Let them know what Jesus did in your life. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But give it to somebody else. Because God is calling us to be radical. In these last and final days, you see what's going on in the world. You see how crazy the world has turned upside down. Shouldn't take us by surprise, because God said what's going to happen. But this is the best time for witnessing you ever have seen. Not just for the people in the street, for people that go to church. You know, people going to church, they don't understand what's going on. They really don't. They're afraid. Some people are afraid to go to church. Yeah. We're not. If they come in here and blow all us up right now, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. And you got to know that for yourself. You know, if you just, you know, I went to church so long, and I just had a concept of who Jesus was, just a concept. But you got to know that you know that you know that you got a relationship with him. It ain't about a concept. It's about walking and talking with him every day of your life. Things wouldn't be so bad if you kept him in every situation in your life. You know, so many times, I'm going to let God work this out. But I can't put him in here because it's too much. It might be too much. And I'm ashamed of what I did over here. So I definitely ain't going to tell God nothing about this right here. But like we were saying this morning, he knows everything. He knew what you were going to do before you did it. And you know something? He loved us anyway. God loves us anyway. He don't care about all that stupid stuff the flesh does. He doesn't. All he need to know is your heart for him. Amen. We say, you fall down righteous and you'll get up righteous. Ain't no in between. Fall down righteous and you get up righteous. Because that's the God we serve. That's why you want to seek him. Seek his kingdom. Seek his word. Seek what he said. You want to make God's kingdom come on earth. And that's the only way it's going to do it. It's through us. Jesus said the kingdom of God is in you. And we got to live like the kingdom of God. We are king's kids. And kings take care of his children, his subjects, I think that's what he called. We are king's kids, and we don't live like that. Sometimes we live like we belong to the devil, don't we? Tell the truth now, and we don't belong to him. Sometimes we live like he has all the power. He doesn't. He really doesn't. We have all the power. Everything that we could ever need, God has given it to us. It comes. He said, power is in the tongue. Whatsoever you speak out of your mouth shall be done. You got to be careful what you speak out of your mouth. We go around and say, I know I'm going to get sick. I ain't never going to have no money. I can't pay my bills. You know what? You just said, and you're the devil go, God, you heard what so-and-so said. Now you got to let me come against it. Because God's just as true to the devil as he is to us. Amen. The devil know the word more than we know the word. So it's time for us to seek first the kingdom of God. Seek what he wants you to do. Seek where he wants you to be. Because God is in control of us. We belong to him. We're sold out to him. We don't belong to ourselves. I don't care how you feel. I don't care how you look. I don't care what you want. You don't belong to yourself. Jesus paid the total price for us. We are bought with a precious price. We can't do what we want to do. We can't live the way we want to do. You know, last Sunday, we prayed for this the young people Herbert Jr. brought in, the guy that had killed his wife, I believe, and his daughter, son-in-law, who was a minister, a youth minister. And we prayed for those young people because the way he lived could cause them to leave fall away from God. I know one of the young men, and he's so confused. He's so confused because his focus was on that man. This is what happened to our friends and our neighbors. When they see us dressing up on Sunday morning, going to church, saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And then they meet us in the club down the street. Them people confused. Now, they might follow you to the club, but they ain't going to follow you to church. Because there's no fun in the church. They don't think I have a good time in church, you know. But they'll follow you to the club because that's where the fun is. Don't do that. We're going to be held accountable for our witness to people, whether we say something out of our mouth or it's the way we live. You can't do it. But because those young people, that man has really messed them up. They are so confused. And so, yeah, I recognize the enemy come at you and cause you to do something. But if you repent, let me tell you, God covers that up. Because your sins have already been forgiven. Your sins, God covers up those sins, even around people. But he said, if you keep doing the same stupid stuff, I'll pull your skirt up over your head and expose your nakedness. Stop the stupidness. Start praising God. Start worshiping God. Start working for the Lord. Start acting like you're in the kingdom of God instead of in the kingdom of darkness. Jesus came and he gave it all to us. We got it all. Yeah, I know we go through. Yeah, I go through some sickness sometimes. But it ain't got nothing to do with what Jesus did. Yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with what he did. And I am not going to question him. Why, Lord? I'm just going to keep on trusting him. I'm going to keep on believing. If I don't get healed till I get to heaven, I'm healed. Amen. Amen. It's done. But as long as he keep me moving on this earth, I'm going to keep on praising him. I'm going to keep on blessing him because of in spite of. Because I know one thing, he loves me so much. But he loves each and every one of us to a place where he gets sad if we don't receive the blessings that he has. You know, I heard somebody say they went to heaven one day, and there's a room of gifts that we never get to use because we don't allow God to, you know, everyone in here has a gift. God has given everyone a gift. You got to seek God to what is your gift. You know, everybody ain't going to preach. Everybody ain't going to prophesy. Sheila going to feed the homeless. She don't want to preach and prosper. Even though she preach every time she get up here, she don't want to do it. But her gift is feeding people. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be a religious gift, but it's the gift that God has given you. What do you do? What are you doing with what God has given you? You know, Janice, she started a business. Jeff started a business. God gave him a gift. That comes from God. Hey, I couldn't start no business. I tried, and it lasted a few years. Then it popped up. Yeah, but that was for a witness. Then it didn't make no money. I pray that you all making money, make the money. Bring the tithes in office. Yeah. But everybody, think about it. Don't go out here today thinking this was just a good, she just wow. She always, I like to hear Mama Scott because she just wow. I am wow. I'm radical. I'm act like this out in the street. tell you the truth, you wouldn't want to go out with me. I'm sorry. You wouldn't want to be in an elevator with me. You wouldn't. I remember when me and Linda and Pastor got together, I would embarrass them so much. They grew out of that there. But everybody I meet, I was just radical, you know. And until you get used to it, you wouldn't want to be with me. You know, you better hide in your head like that. But that's just me. That's not you. That's right. Yeah, you don't have to be that way. But use the gift that God has given you. Amen. Don't go out here today saying, okay, that was another good day. I'm going to go on through the week and be just the way. No, I want you to come in next week. And we might ask for testimonies. Tell us what God tells you you're supposed to do. Because that's what makes a body. That's what makes the body of Christ. God said we have everything in here that we need. We are not individual people. We are the body of Christ. Heads, hands, feet. Some are just feet able to run to the hospitals, to the jailhouses. There's many things that we can do that would bless people. So get away from the fear. Seek the kingdom of God in his righteousness, which is righteousness and right standing with God. Stay in right standing with God. Joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We give him joy when we do what he supposed us, and in turn he gives us the joy that we need. Joy has nothing to do with happiness. Amen. Happiness, you know, something got to happen. Yeah. But joy can be inside you even when you're going through the worst time. You know, that's what gets us through the worst time. The joy of the Lord. Joy. And peace. A peace of mind is better than anything else. Oh, Lord, a peace of mind is better than any. When your mind is going like this and your mind is carrying you. See, that's why people go out and kill each other, do all these things, and have to take drugs to calm their mind down. No, we got the peace of Jesus. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world give you peace, but I give you peace. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all other things will be added. You see, no need of me typing out now. Because I can't read it anyway. I would get all messed up. So, you know, it's time now to be radical for Jesus. Come on, tell somebody this week, if you have never told anybody that Jesus loves them or that they need a Savior, make a commitment to do that this week. You know, the more you do it, the happier you will be. Because that's honestly where I get my joy from. And you know something, it's not as hard. People are not as hard as you think. They are waiting. The world, God has turned the world to be turned upside down so that his witness would come forth. God said there's going to be a great gathering up. Don't you want to be a part of that gathering up? Don't you want to be the one that said, when you get to heaven, somebody say, because of you. Because of you, I'm here. Hallelujah. That's all we want. You know, we're ready. You know, you might mess up. You might fall down today. You get up today. That's all right. But you're saved. You're saved. Your place is secure in heaven. He's already made the way. So don't worry about the little mess up and slip ups. I'm not giving you the license to slip up and mess up. But just like I think Sheila was saying this morning, you know, Gwen Wine, curse words come through your mind. You want to slap somebody sometime. Those are slip-ups. You have to still repent for that. But we have a security, and his security is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He's already fixed it. It's over, saints. But it's now time for us to do something. Come on now. We wanted to see, I want y'all to have to stand up around the wall, okay? And I want to see unsaved people sitting in these chairs. Really? You know, y'all don't need to sit down. Y'all have been sitting down for 30 years. Yeah. Y'all stand around the wall and let the unsaved people come in. That's what we want. Isn't that what we want? Yeah, we don't want to. Y'all don't want to hear me preaching to y'all. Y'all can go on out the room. And let me preach to them. Because I know you're tired of hearing the same message over and over again. I think Anthony, when he was at home, he was sick. He asked somebody, what did Granny preach this week? And whoever said, you know, it ain't nothing but the same thing. But that's all he gave me. I wanted people to be saved. I want people to accept Jesus. I want people to work in the kingdom. He said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. You don't want to get before him and say, you didn't do a thing with my Jesus. You don't want to get before him and say that. Well, Lord, I was shy. He said, you shy, but I'm not. Whatever we do, we don't do it through ourselves. We got the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. He's the one, if you are willing and you step up, he'll speak to you. And then you'll step back and say, was that me? Say, nah, that was the Holy Spirit. Amen? So all we need to do, is everyone ready to get on the battlefield? Is everybody ready? Get on the battlefield. You know we are in an army. And we don't have to physically fight. We are in an army. When you get up in the morning, there's a war going on. The devil already playing your day. So we got to get up with the name of Jesus in our mouth. Allowing God to take control of our life today. The devil know he don't have no power over us. Only what we give him. Don't give him no power over you all. Let Jesus have all the power. Amen. Father, we worship.